All right, welcome to August 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on the show, I'll point out the greatness in America. Because I love my country, the injustices of our government. Why? Because in this great country, we can. We have the freedom to actually talk about it, openly and publicly. I put together this podcast from America's finest city, San Diego, right here in my tool shed in my backyard. If you're looking to move to San Diego, or if you have any questions on real estate investments or properties or refinancing, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com and then give her a call at 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And you can thank me for not singing the Star Spangled Banner. Trust me, you don't want to hear me sing. All right, so now moving on to today's headlines. Discounts raised from 5 to 6%, plunging America into the crash of 1929. I'll talk about the Battle of Cedar Creek Mountain. The Manson cult kills 5 in Beverly Hills. A-Rod retires from the Yankees, and Swanson gets a patent for a 3D printed device. All right, so now let's do this! The 1929 crash part 2. Discount rates are increased from 5 to 6%. That's the rate that the Federal Reserve charges when loaning money to your bank. As a short-term result, the Dow would rise 12.8% to its peak on September 3rd. While tensions were rising in East Berlin, President Herbert Hoover was celebrating his 55th birthday with Charles Lindbergh, and Babe Ruth was hitting his 500th home run in the major leagues, all the heavy giants of Wall Street began pulling out of the stock market. John D. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Joe Kennedy, and others exchanging their assets for cash or gold. Paul Warburg, one of the main creators of the Fed, foresaw this depression since March, when he predicted that the unlimited speculation that was going on would cause a depression that would affect the entire country. For today in 1929, the Dow was looking good, but soon the governments would start selling securities and then start issuing call loans. The downward spiral was in full steam, and within a month and 10 days would collapse completely.
1862, Battle of Cedar Creek Mountain. Union Major General Nathaniel Banks v. Confederate Major General Stonewall Jackson. The result? Confederate victory. It was the first combat of the Northern Virginia Campaign. Major General John Pope was appointed to command the newly constituted Army of Virginia on June 26th. His mission was to move his troops through central Virginia and relieve the pressure on Major General George McClellan in the Shenandoah area, specifically the Blue Ridge Mountains. This area was the breadbasket of the Confederates, who were growing wheat to feed its troops. McClellan was recently defeated at the Battle of Malvern Hill, so General Robert E. Lee responded to Pope's movements by dispatching T.J. Stonewall Jackson with 14,000 men to Gordonsville in July. Jackson was later reinforced by A.P. Hill's division. Pope wanted the rail junction at Gordonsville, so he marched his forces south into Culpeper County towards that area. On August 9th, the Stonewall Brigade and Banks Corps tangled at Cedar Mountain. At first, Banks was on the attack, and Confederate General Charles S. Winder had fallen, mortally wounded. But then, Confederate counterattack led by A.P. Hill fought back and repulsed the Yankees and won the day. This battle shifted fighting in Virginia from the peninsula to northern Virginia, giving Lee the upper hand. You can check out that scene at the intersection of Virginia State Route 15 and General Winder Road. That is, if you want to see the bloodied wheat fields from the American Civil War. 1969. Manson cult kills 5 people in Beverly Hills, California. Charles Manson was born in Cincy, Ohio in 1934 to an unwed 16-year-old alcoholic prostitute named Kathleen Maddox. Maddox couldn't raise Charles, so he wound up in the streets at a very young age, then in jail. He was released from jail in 1967, got into LSD, the song Helter Skelter by the Beatles, the Book of Revelations, Scientology, the Church of Final Judgment, and playing the guitar. He somehow gathered a group of followers, also on LSD and magic mushrooms, and convinced them there was an imminent war brewing between white and black people, and that he would be the religious leader behind it. This group grew to be about 100 people, mostly gullible girls, whom he called the family. Manson's idea was to instigate the war by killing rich white people and making it look like black people did it. Charlie's Angels struck first on August 9, 1969, at Roman Polanski's house in Beverly Hills. Polanski was famous for the movies Chinatown, Rosemary's Baby, and The Pianist, but he was not Manson's intended target. His target was the former occupier of the home, who turned Manson down for a recording contract. Polanski wasn't home, but his wife was, along with coffee goddess Abigail Folger. The next night, the family committed the grisly murders. The killing spree continued, and since Manson technically did not commit the murders, he could be tried for them when he was apprehended, but was indicted for convincing his angels to do the work for him. Instead of getting the death penalty, Charles Manson got life behind bars in a California prison, where he remains to this day. Charles Manson remains an icon of the cult movement, or whatever mumbo-jumbo you want to call it. 2016, New York Yankee A-Rod retires. After more than two decades playing the game of baseball, Alex Rodriguez has gotten a .297 batting average, almost 700 homers, and was a three-time MVP in the American League. But check this out. He's also written children's books. He's got a couple of them, actually. Out of the Ballpark and Hit a Grand Slam. He's dated the likes of Madonna, J-Lo, Kate Hudson, Cameron Diaz, etc., etc. His family moved to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic when he was 4, then to Miami when he was around 10. A-Rod's the youngest player to hit 500 home runs in an MLB career on August 4, 2007 at the age of 32 years, 8 days, and he's also hit the most Grand Slam home runs in an MLB career. No wonder the babes love him. He's won the Silver Slug Award 10 times, and despite it all, he'll never be able to get over all the accusations of using performance-enhancing drugs the whole time. Wah, 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 wah. That, along with all of his otherwise impressive victories and awards, is just one of the things he'll never shake. 1971, when Kelly Swainson gets a patent for a 3D printing device. Are we ready to geek out now? Here's how it works in English, I think. You put a tray into a vat of liquid plastic. You direct a laser onto it, which fuses a solid line of plastic onto the tray. Drop the tray down, and you continue the process with another layer over and over and over again. And eventually, you will get a 3D model. So that's how that works, I guess. Now, just a few years before that, Mr. Swainson filed a patent in Denmark called Methods of Producing a 3D Figure by Holography. This is where a 3D object can be scanned using a pair of laser interferometers, whatever the heck those things are, and its dimensions transfers to a computer. The computer takes that data and feeds it onto the object's shape to another pair of lasers, where it fuses and hardens the 3D shape in the tray. Something like that. Either way, congratulations on your patent win.
All right, my friends, so that's going to wrap it up for August 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's podcast. For instance, Civil War buffs, what's your take on the Battle of Cedar Creek Mountain? Anything you care to add to that story? Helter Skelter fans, if you Google a picture of Charles Manson, you can see the craziness in his eyes. You know, one eye goes this way, the other one goes that way. So yeah, let me know what you think about all those stories and so much more on the website. You can also take a crack at some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there as well. And don't miss tomorrow's show. I'll talk about Herbert Hoover, Missouri, the Monopoly board game, and the Smithsonian. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.